Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lotta Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory and to share with the body of Christ the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that I have received from Him. I want to thank all of you so much for praying for me in the last week or two. I had asked for prayer because the Lord was doing some mighty things in my life, bringing me into a newer and greater anointing to do a further work for Him in this ministry. And I have gotten little pieces to the puzzle, and slowly the bigger picture is beginning to emerge. So I want to share that with you right now. Please, if you can, try to hang in there as long as you can through the end of the video, because the Lord did share a message that I'm going to share at the end concerning what I have been shown. The last couple of months have been quite an amazing journey so far, as the Lord continues to give me some new revelations and a new direction to go in for this ministry. Now, before I share all of it with you, I do want to say that there will be a written transcript of this in my blog. So you can go back. I will have the link down below. So please go back and reread it if you've missed a point or want to get further understanding. This is just the beginning of this new ministry. So let me explain to you a little bit more. For many of you who don't know what happened back in 2018, maybe you're a new subscriber. During that time, the Lord had given me a mantle of helping facilitate safe havens for His people. Now, this was a very exciting time as many of the havens started developing and people were actually waking up and preparing for what was going to be coming in the future. Now, I was given many messages about these safe havens. I set up a safe haven forum, which many of you already are on. And again, I'll have all of this down below in the description box if you're not familiar with it. I will also have those messages about the safe havens that the Lord gave me in 2018 and 2019. However, this is what happened. After a little over a year, the momentum for the safe haven movement started to wane, and people started to go back to their everyday lives thinking that they had more time. So the safe havens that were set up actually started suffering many setbacks, the main one being that there were no laborers or workers. This lack of laborers or workers became one of the main issues of why the safe haven movement started dissolving. And it actually reminds me of the scripture that says in Luke 10:2, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into His harvest. So let's fast forward to today. Many of these safe havens now in 2023, they've become either non-existent, stagnant, or dormant. However, I believe that the Lord is again about to stir things up in the spirit concerning His people becoming prepared for what is coming in the future. Three words in the last couple of weeks I have been given initially, and they were this. One was local, the other one was underground, and the other one was unity. I'll say it again. Local, then underground, and unity. I was not given these all at the same time, but at different times. It was my understanding that the Lord is, once again, He's calling His children to revisit the concept of safe havens or zones, because the times are getting desperate and things are not going to go back to the way they once were. Right now, I believe that we are only in the eye of the hurricane, where things are fairly calm. However, soon we are going to experience this backside of the storm, which is going to be far worse. The Lord showed me that while many didn't pay heed in 2018 to these havens being built, now because of that, things are going to look different. That the abundance that was going to come originally will now become sufficiency instead. And this is because we don't have a lot of time before big changes are coming to our society. The beast system is rising, with its mark becoming mandatory. On the horizon are also pockets of grid blackouts, war, and a new digital economy. In other words, our time has become limited to get our households in order. So recently, after pouring my heart out to the Lord about this, I received a further understanding, and I received a new direction to go in, brothers and sisters, a new direction for these safe havens. It was as clear as crystal that His work for the safe havens were not over, but there are big changes in bringing them about. These are the refuge zones that are the shining lights that I have seen in dream visions on a map of the United States. The Lord is wanting to do a new thing through this ministry and is calling those who have ears to hear. Instead of moving people, this is the beginning of what the Lord has shown me. Instead of moving people to safe havens, right now He is telling them to shelter in place. In other words, to set up small groups within their homes or communities. We must remember that the Lord says where just two or three are gathered in His name, that He will be there. And I believe the Lord is showing me that supernaturally, these groups will multiply. These are going to be called community prayer hubs. Community prayer hubs with Christ as the center. They will function as house churches that come together initially to help start alternative communities apart from the beast system. This will include preparing the bride spiritually, not only for His coming, but also to help teach us and to learn self-sufficiency, such as homesteading. The goal is to bring unity back to the body of Christ through community and prayer. These groups will become essential in these last days as persecutions and restrictions come. It reminds me of what happened with Peter when he got jailed in the book of Acts, and I believe it was Acts 12. It was his small group that prayed for him, which actually released the angel of the Lord to go and to free him from his jail supernaturally. It says in Acts 12:5, it says, Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. Well, these are the community prayer hubs that the Lord has been talking to me about. And Acts 12:5 is the model. So shall it be again. Miracles are going to come through the power of answered prayer. We can, brothers and sisters, make a huge difference in the kingdom if we would just take the time like the early church did. Now back to the community prayer hubs. These will not be on their own. These community prayer hubs will be part of the covering of the Latter Rain 333 ministry. Though each one is going to be separate, they will be part of a greater whole, the body of Christ. And this ministry will be helping each one of these groups along the way. We will be providing updates, prayer topics, prayer requests, meetings, prophetic messages, and more as the Lord leads. Now here's the call to action. There's only one thing necessary to start a community prayer hub, and this is a willing, servant heart that wants to be a laborer for the Lord Jesus in these last days. Now if this is you, then start praying for divine appointments to start manifesting now in your life. I believe that the Lord is going to be moving very quickly with these prayer groups, these home churches. Now, to get these community prayer hubs started, this is what we are looking for, brothers and sisters. Two things to start with, okay? First is leaders. Second are prayer warriors or intercessors. Now, for the leaders, remember, all you need is two or more people to start a prayer hub. And actually, you can just start yourself in prayer, asking the Lord to provide that and the willingness to get started on this journey. The Lord is calling for these laborers to come forth. So if you feel that tugging now from the Holy Spirit, then please get in touch with me. I will have down below the email that you can write me and let me know that you're interested. If you want to become a leader, please say leader on there and provide a necessary brief bio and personal testimony. And I will be getting back with you in a couple of weeks with the necessary information and materials. Now, those who want to be part of the prayer team, the same thing, the same address down below, but this time just include the word prayer team, and I also would ask for a bio and testimony. And this is a very important part of the ministry, this prayer team, because they're going to be able to help pray in these hubs to come forth and be fruitful and multiply. So I'm very excited, brothers and sisters, about what the Lord is doing. I'm giving you right now just a very brief outline of what the Lord has shown me. He has really dictated to me so many things about how these community prayer hubs are to look like, and the kind of things that we're, the kind of journey that we're going to be going on together. So I really pray that there will be many of you that will join us in this journey. Now I'm going to go ahead and share part of a message that I received, and I received this on the 10th of July, 2023, and I received it when I heard what I would call the call of the dove, and this is just something special between me and the Lord. When He wants to give me a message, when I'm not praying, all of a sudden I will hear a call of a dove, literally hear a call of a dove. And I will know that the Lord is reaching out to me. And sure enough, He gave me this message. So I'm going to end with this message. And again, I do encourage you to please go and read my blog, reread it, pray over it, and hopefully many of you will get back to me. So let me end now with this message. Rise up now, O saints of God, and stand firm on the rock from which you were hewn from. Do not cower and hide your face in the sand any longer, but come forth in my power and might, taking the weapons of faith that are invisible and mighty. I call upon you this day to come together in prayer and unity. Push back this darkness, for the time of the end is not quite yet upon you. There is still more to do in my kingdom by taking back the territory that has been given over to Satan. Take back the lost souls that have fallen so hard into his agenda. Pray for them, love on them, and show them my ways. There are many that are not lost causes, but still have a chance for salvation. This is why there is just a little more time left to bring them into my kingdom before the door completely closes. All is not lost. This is a lie from the devil, for he encompasses all lies. There is always hope in me. Do not forget that hope, and take up your banner and move forward to victory. The spiritual battle is not lost as long as my warriors do not retreat. I call on my own now to restructure, reorganize, and rethink their position in me. Be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. Use my wisdom from the Holy Spirit to bring unity and provision in through my body. Avoid the darkness at all costs. Stop spending and wasting your time on the schemes of wickedness, and instead come up with solutions for my people, alternatives on how to circumvent around the barriers and hindrances that are coming your way. come together and strategize a new way to live in freedom and do not be held captive. This can only come through prayer, fervent prayer, intercessory prayer. This can only come through spending time with me on your knees. This can only come through fasting. Put away your playthings. Do not seek pleasure, but seek me on these things. Take the time of pleasure and turn it into the times of prayer. Then you will see your breakthrough come. My people have been given all the power over the enemy, but they have squandered that position and have given and handed him the upper hand. Stand up now. Say no to the plans of the wicked. Start a new thing, for desperate times calls for desperate measures. Come out of her, my people. Come out of Babylon. Hide under my wings. Come together in unity, for this is where great power lies. Start intentional prayers together. Let these cells light begin, focusing on walking in light, living in the light, and preparing together for the days ahead. This is my call. Please pay heed. Knock and the door will open. Seek and you will find when you seek with all your heart, mind, and soul. And that was the end of that part. And then I waited a little bit, as I always do, to see if there's more, and I heard this. Prayer is most important right now. Take time to be still and to hear my voice. Turn off the noises. Turn off the TVs, the computers, and the phones, so you can hear my voice.